Perhaps you signed one or more of the packets. Stacy Stanford was out there signature gathering.
In front of grocery stores. I put up tables in front of the library. We sent volunteers all across the state.
She's a health policy analyst at the Utah Health Policy Project, and she's mad that Utah lawmakers are considering changing the Medicaid expansion referendum that passed in November.
The question isn't whether they can repeal it, it's whether they should.
But State Representative Norm Thurston says they should.
It's a dangerous thing to commit to a program that you can't afford.
Thurston has introduced a bill he says will remove the gamesmanship from signature gathering processes.
I do wish that people would only sign petitions where they actually believe in what they're signing for.
He'd like to see a running tally of the signatures and those names made public.
We need to protect the rights of the individuals to be informed and sign, or to be further informed and unsign.
Orem Representative Brad Daw is looking at what happened in Holiday.
I got to think that had everybody known that it was going to count, it might have changed the way people campaign for or against it.
He's got some tweaks he'd like to make to the code. And another bill of his looks statewide to change the effective date of a referendum passing from the day of the canvass to the day any other legislation would take effect. This has a lot to do with Proposition 2 on medical marijuana. But back to Proposition 3.
I sent out a poll to my constituents. Your woman response was, yeah, keep it, but go ahead and clean it up.
Stanford doesn't think so.
Is it about not liking the fact that the people of Utah took lawmaking into their hands?
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.